We have a couple of guests in our studio. The mayor of Mexico, Vicky Briggs, is here. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Matt. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you in. And the Mexico City Manager, Bruce Slagle, in the house this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
Glad to have you both in here this morning. Mexico City Council meeting in regular session last night. A couple of things on the agenda. We're going to start off with the tourism funding as Miss Missouri is getting ready to come around in June. I think there was some movement made there, as a matter of fact, Mayor, right?
Yeah, well, this comes from our tourism tax, and these amounts are paid out to different organizations. It went through the Tourism Council, or the board, and then they recommended to us what should be paid. Anyway, do you want me to tell the amounts?
Sure, yeah, okay. If you want to, that's great.
It. Okay, mm-hmm. Mexico, the FFA chapter for a truck tractor pool, $2,000. Freedom of the Road Riders for a veterans cruise. It's an 8-car show, $800. Mexico Young Farmers for a tractor pull, $5,000. Mexico VSA for something new called a Jeep Invasion. That's $2,000. Mexico Tourism Council for a Missouri Life publication. That's a big magazine in Missouri. That was $16,875, and then the Miss Missouri Scholarship, $8,500.
All right. One other thing last night, I believe there was a staff report about the purchase of a patrol vehicle for Mexico Public Safety, and hoping you'll tell us a little bit about that this morning, Mayor.
Well, it's time to replace one of our public safety vehicles, and so we put out bids for it, and we were budgeting $45,000, but what we finally did, we ended up getting a 2025 Ford Explorer from Joe Mockins, and after trade-in, it's $41,936.
All right. The thing that really caught my eye here was a feasibility study that was discussed last night. Now, this is for the new City Hall and Public Safety Building all together. Give us a few details about that. It's just a feasibility study at this point, as I understand it.
That's right. This is actually was the big item on the agenda last night, and it was sort of exciting to me. The City Council's been talking about a new City Hall. I mean, really getting serious about it, especially with the hospital grounds up there, the old hospital. But we've been looking at the Cancer Center to put a new City Hall in and also put a public safety. So we did a feasibility study on that. We had Navigate and GEMA, which were a firm that came, and they presented a plan to us, which I've handed to you, so now I don't remember any detail of it. But anyway, it was a rather remarkable plan, and we had quite a discussion on it, but I was telling Bruce, it's sort of like farmers when they go out to have to get a new combine or something, and you know they really need it, and it's brand new, but they find out how expensive it is, and it's a little more, you know, they have to kind of get over that bump. From my point of view, it's something that we've talked about for a long time, ever since I've been on the council, going back even maybe longer than that. It's something that we need. We have that old building that we're in. We've got the public safety in the basement. We really need to remedy that at some point. Well, the cost of a new building is phenomenal. I'm going to let Bruce talk about this in a minute, but we're talking over $25,000 for a new building. This comes out to be, $25 million. Did I say that?
Yes.
Okay. This comes out to be about $13 million, and so that's still quite a chunk. But I also, from my viewpoint, this is my viewpoint. I think that it is a huge window of opportunity for us at the moment. Regardless of where we get with this hospital, when we're still hoping all that goes through, and the hospital wants us to be there, wants the public safety people there. But this is a big window of opportunity. And also, the architects were very enthused. They thought it was an excellent layout for both things that we need, both the city hall administration and also public safety. But we have to figure out how to pay for it, and that seems to be the big
question mark,
right.
All right, we'll bring in Mr. Slagle to the conversation here. Mayor Briggs has just said this is going to be costing around $13 million. Tell us a little more about that, if you will.
Sure. As the mayor says, you know, we've been talking about this, and, you know, Councilman Weber last night commented, this has been 30 years that they've been talking about this. It's been a long time, you know. And even prior to COVID and all that, we bought property with the idea we were going to do this. And back then we were saying we were probably going to be, you know, 10, 12 million all in. And now we're at 13, so the costs just keep going up and we just keep talking. But a year ago, roughly at this time, is, you know, when we really started heating up the conversations with Boone Health, and that's what made them say, hey, you look at this too. So this opportunity has just presented itself really in the last year to us to say, can we share this campus? So now we're at the point of sitting here and saying, okay, we had to go through a space and needs. What, how much space, what your needs are, feasibility, how will it lay out, how will it work, how will it work in combination with Boone Health sitting there possibly as well. So we have to know all those pieces. Like I said last night, it's a puzzle piece. Well, the costs now are $13 million roughly. Now, there's a lot of things in that number. Now, I realize that's construction costs, that's engineering costs, that's moving costs, that's furniture costs. There's, you know, that's all in kind of a thing. Now, as we said, we've been planning for this. We have been putting some money away for this and looking to the future. And this is about a two-year plan. And at that time, we believe we'll have around $5 million available in cash that we can pay down. And then we would have to borrow the other $8 million. Just like anybody else, we're looking at a 25 to a 30-year mortgage on the building in order to make it pay. And part of that will depend on interest, as anybody knows when they go buy a house. You know, what's the interest rate going to be? Can I get it to 20? Can I get it to 25? Or do I have to go 30? You know, that's the same position we're in right now. So we're just juggling a lot of balls right now and putting the puzzle pieces together and just see how it comes out.
I understand. Now, would this be something that the voters would look at? Or is this something that that City Hall can move forward with without having to take it to a ballot?
The funding source for this is use tax. So we've already voted on that, so that's already in place. So this would be a revenue bond, not a general obligation. So there would, it would not increase taxes to do this. And so that would not require a vote then.
All
It'd
right.
be a city council decision.
I understand. Where will this go next? Would the city council need to approve this, I'm sure? And are there any further discussions planned about this, if you will?
Well, I think the biggest part of this now is to say, take this concept, how does it still work with the hospital? How's that moving forward? Where's that at? Where is, as Councilman Miller commented last night, we got to start inking some of those things down, because this is just one piece of that bigger puzzle. And so they all kind of have to come together. So this particular piece of this, the next thing would be, yes, approving a concept and then authorizing to start moving forward with design, because these are rough numbers at this point. We wouldn't know really anything until you get into design and really start laying out exactly. I mean, you can start paring down, you can value engineering, you can do a lot of things. But it's important to know at this point, this is a budget number, this is a concept, this is kind of like all in. They build a lot of contingencies into this because it could be 2 years out. So those next steps all have to start coming together in order to be able to make this all work.
Totally understand.
Yeah, it's complicated.
Yes.
but like I said, you know, we have to always keep our eyes on the future. And this City Hall situation isn't, we got to do something about that eventually. Obviously, it's not getting less expensive. This is kind of a unique opportunity for us. So we'll just see what happens. But anyway, it is feasibility at this point. And so was, you know, but anyway, you can look at the plan. I left the plan with you, and you can look at it, see what you think about it. And since it was all in public session last night, all that was put on the board, so that's nothing that's confidential or anything.
Right. And this will be an interesting thing to take a look at as you navigate forward on that. Bruce, did you have anything else you wanted to say about that?
No, I think at this point, we know we've been trying to look at this. This took the next step forward. Now we just got to start putting the other pieces together and see how it all comes out. Mm-hmm. We hope we can make all this work because, you know, at some point you got to stop talking and start doing, and mm-hmm. it's not getting any cheaper.
It's not getting cheaper, and City Hall's just getting older, the one we have, too.
Sure. All right. So. Well, I appreciate you guys coming in this morning, giving us this update, and we will talk to someone again soon from Mexico City Council after their next meeting. We certainly appreciate the live updates.
Okay. Thank you.